Now, I want to speak to Dr. Ava Easton, who's on the line. Dr. Easton, good morning.
Good morning.
Chief executive of a society which not very many people will have heard of, Dr. Easton. Tell me about your society.
That's correct. It's the Encephalitis Society, and we support people and families that have been affected by the condition. We also raise awareness and participate and collaborate on research. Encephalitis is inflammation of the brain, which is a neurological condition that unfortunately has a high death rate. And in those who survive, many are left with an acquired brain injury.
The inflammation, does this happen suddenly or is this a gradual process?
That's a good question. And it does depend on the cause of the encephalitis. So broadly speaking, encephalitis can be caused one of two ways, either through infection, ordinary everyday infections that people get like the flu or measles or the cold sore virus. And in those cases, the inflammation will escalate very quickly and people will become very ill very quickly. But if it's the person's own immune system that's gone wrong and is attacking the brain in error, then that can be a much slower presentation, a much slower onset for people, and they often present quite differently.
And today is a special World Recognition Day for the condition. Who are you hoping will listen today? What message are you trying to get across and to whom?
That's right. Well, today is the eve of World Encephalitis Day on the 22nd of February tomorrow. And what we're trying to do is raise global awareness, because what we have learnt over the last year, we've surveyed five countries, the UK, the US, Germany, India and Australia. And no matter which country we seem to go to, we learn that 8 out of 10 people do not know what encephalitis is. So it is our global mission to raise awareness amongst the general public and also amongst healthcare professionals and doctors about the condition. So thank you for allowing us to do that through your show.
It's not a problem. Leanne is with you, isn't she?
Yes, I am.
Yes, Leanne, you're from Portadown. How did it affect you, Leanne?
Our son, Ellis, was diagnosed with encephalitis when he was 2.5. It was about 8 years ago. And as Dr. Easton was saying there, he actually suffered from the viral form of it. It was through the cold sore virus. He took very quickly and went downhill. He took sick on the Saturday. We were sent home with him originally. They thought it was just a viral infection. And then on the Sunday morning, we weren't able to wake him. And he brought him to an on-call doctor who actually thought he had meningitis. And it was whenever he had went into resus in Craigavon Hospital that a junior doctor had treated him for encephalitis, and he actually saved his life. He was extremely ill. Now he was in hospital for 3 weeks and then was discharged out and had community nurses coming into him for another 3 weeks. But it's been afterwards that we have sort of been dealing with the implications that he's been left with an acquired brain injury.
You must be very thankful to that junior doctor.
Definitely, yeah. Myself and my husband, Kyle, had never heard of it ourselves, and we'd heard of the meningitis, and at that stage when they were treating him for it, it was bad enough, but then when we'd heard this word encephalitis, but as I say, the junior doctor had treated him with a drug which is called acyclovir on the Sunday whenever he had went into resus, and only for that I think Ellis probably wouldn't have survived.
So, Dr. Easton, what should we be asking our own GPs when we're worried about either ourselves or our children?
Well, I think the important thing to remember is with encephalitis, it's an acute neurological condition. In Ellis's case, it's a good example, very fast onset. So people would be experiencing severe head pain in a way that they'd never experienced before. They may well have a fever. And people around that person, family and friends, are quite often heard to say, well, they're not behaving themselves. And that's a good indicator that there's something going wrong with the brain, that there's something neurological happening. And then people will go on to experience maybe drifting in and out of consciousness and then on to coma and seizures. So if people are worried, they should seek medical assistance immediately. But it's not just like an everyday headache. It would be something that people had never really experienced before. And as I say, they'd probably have a fever and they'd be behaving oddly.
Well, it's good to have a conversation about it to make all of us, including myself, more aware. Dr. Easton and Leanne, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.